PFAS, a chemical contaminant linked to cancer and thyroid problems, have been found around several current and former military bases in Michigan, including Camp Grayling and the Wirt Smith Air Force Base in Oscoda. Michigan Congressman Dan Kildee says funding was set aside for studies into the health impacts of PFAS and to give communities more money to deal with contamination.
But the most important aspect of this is to protect public health and to protect anyone who might have been exposed, and this takes a step forward. There will need to be more, but this is certainly a big step in the right direction.
Kildee says he would also like to see a lowering of the federal action limit for contamination. Residents in Oscoda have raised concerns that the federal action limit is too high and has kept some residents from accessing aid. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.